This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, and I want to help you start your day by taking time with God, the best start to any day. And as you take time with God, it's so important that you just get your heart ready to hear from God. Don't be flippant about your time with God. Don't just let it become a habit that you drift into. Oh, yes, I know I should be having a quiet time. I should be reading my Bible. No, come to your time with God as just that, time with the most important relationship in your life, ready to listen, ready to speak, to relate to God. Amazing. God invites us into a living relationship with Him. We're looking at one passage this week, Romans 8, 28 to 30, and just learning lessons about God's intention for our spiritual lives. Let me read the passage again today. It says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son. And these whom He predestined, He also called. And these whom He called, He also justified. And these whom He justified, He also glorified." I just want to focus in on that little phrase today, "these whom He predestined, He also called." Now remember, yesterday we saw that it said He predestined that we should be conformed to the image of His Son, that inner transformation that He works in us, changing us every day to become more and more like Jesus Christ. Well, those whom God had that plan for, He also called. There's such a lesson here. Only God can draw a person to faith in Jesus Christ. You know, if you don't know God personally in your life yet, you need to understand that when God designed humanity, He designed people for relationship with Him. He made us with a spiritual nature, able to have a healthy, living, spiritual relationship with God. And if that relationship is not there, the rest of our lives don't function like they should. Our relationships don't work right. We're unable to overcome persistent sin in our lives. We have no purpose greater than ourselves to live for. Nothing to live for beyond just our own existence and pleasure. And the Bible tells us that our relationship with God was damaged when the first man and woman sinned, and we all inherited that damaged relationship with God. And without a living relationship with God, the Bible describes us as spiritually dead. Well, because of this, it means that unless God reaches into a person's life and regenerates their spiritual ability to know Him, that person would never recognize God's invitation to their hearts, nor respond to Him in faith. God has to call a person. God has to draw them to Himself. If you don't know God and don't have a personal relationship with Him through Jesus Christ, I wonder if you sense that God is speaking into your heart, that God is regenerating your spiritual ability to recognize His invitation in your heart and life. He is giving you the opportunity to turn to Him in faith and find His forgiveness and start a new life in relationship with Him. If you're a believer, you know the Lord Jesus, and God puts it on your heart to share Jesus Christ with someone you know, they've not yet shown any interest in the things of God, be sure that you set aside time to pray for God's work in their heart. Pray that God will call them to Himself, that He'll enable them to recognize His invitation in their hearts and respond to Him. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.